Until recently, the rich have not eaten as well as the poor. Money led to excess, poverty to simple meals. Well, that has been changing, according to a survey in tomorrow's New England Journal of Medicine. It suggests that with time and a concerted public education campaign, people who are well off have learned how to spend their money more wisely. NPR's Joanne Silberner has this report.
Several years ago, nutrition professor Barry Popkin and his colleagues at the University of North Carolina decided to compare the eating habits of poor blacks, poor whites, and rich whites. They unearthed some historical data and some current data on what people eat, ran it through a computer, and came up with findings that surprised them but confirmed what others have long suspected.
We began ourselves with the assumption that diets had always been better for higher income groups because they were better today. And what we found was that in reality in the 1960s, lower income white and black populations in this country consumed a healthier diet than did higher income groups.
In 1965, in terms of lower fat and salt and more fruits, vegetables, and starches, 16% of poor blacks were eating a good diet. Only 5% of high-income whites were eating healthfully, with poor whites in the middle. There were no meaningful statistics in 1965 for well-off blacks. Shariki Kumanyika is a nutrition professor at the University of Illinois who focuses on minority health. She says it's no surprise that historically, poor people were eating more beans.
The findings of the survey analysis could not be interpreted that this healthy diet was a healthier diet because the people knew that this was the right way to eat. It is the healthy diet, if you look at it, a plant-based diet with most of the calories coming from foods at the bottom of the food guide pyramid, the grains, the vegetables, and fruits. That's the diet of developing countries. It's the diet of people who can't afford to have steak or, you know, a large portion of meat.
One reason Popkin and his colleagues didn't expect to find better diets among the poor compared to the rich is that poor people have higher rates of diet-related diseases like heart problems, diabetes, and high blood pressure. Popkin says other factors like obesity, lack of exercise, and smoking may be to blame. When Popkin and his colleagues compared the 1965 results with data from 1990, they had their second surprise. There's now very little difference in healthfulness of the diets of the rich and the poor.
The good news is that the overall diet has improved for all groups in America. The bad news is that the gains have been much more accumulated among the population of higher educated social income pop groups and not among the lower educated, lower income groups in this country.
The diets of poor blacks slipped in some categories. Where they used to eat an average of 5.5 servings of grains and peas and beans a day, that dropped to 4.5 servings per day, while well-off whites went from 3.7 servings up to 4.7 servings. Kumanyika believes what happened is that richer people got the message that their diet was bad. They started eating more beans and greens and less red meat. At the same time, as conditions for some poor people improved, they shunned beans and rice as foods of poverty, while others were stuck with high-fat government surplus foods. The association of a more healthful diet with poverty is going to make poor people's eating habits especially difficult to reverse, Kumanyika says.
The idea that a group striving to improve the standard of living and acquire the symbols of a better standard of living would now be told, oh, guess what, you shouldn't want that anymore. yes, you know, we've been eating that way, say, if we're better off, but you shouldn't eat that way because the way you were eating was really better. It's not human nature to change the path that you're on that easily.
Kumanyika says there needs to be a clear public health message targeted specifically to poor people, that they need to move forward to the past and see a diet heavy in bread and beans and rice and vegetables, not as a diet of poverty, but as a diet of health. This is Joanne Silberner in Washington.